Okay, Chevra. Last time we learned, we spoke about nafgaminas ladina between taruvus of lach belach and taruvus of yavish biyavish, and then we concluded by noting the discussion in the shach and sifkat and gimel as to whether kemach bekemach has a din of lach belach or yavish biyavish. We pointed out that perhaps this issue depends on the lashon of the Mishonim, that for some reason the Rama over here says that the definition is whether it's eino nivlal, that would imply that kemach bekemach, which is nivlal, would have a din of lach belach. The Beis Yosef's lashon was whether it's nimuach umetashet, which sounded like kemach bekemach, would not be lach belach. The Shach pointed out that he thought it's a machlokas between different tesis in different places, and we said a shtickle Torah that we said, whoa, hold it, Shach. Not so pashit, not so fast. Right? The Shach is saying that the tesis in Yavamis is assuming that kemach b'kemach has a din of yavish b'yavish. We pointed out the tesis in Yavamis is speaking within the sheet of the Tana of Yehuda. According to Yehuda, who says that min b'mino is not going to be bottle, and that's based on the pasuk of Malkach midam hasa midam hapar midam hasoir. So Tosis says, oh, the din min b'mino not being bottle is only by lach b'lach, but by yavish b'yavish it is bottle. And then Tosis says, and kemach b'kemach is the din of yavish b'yavish. Yeah, well, maybe it's only yavish b'yavish within Reb Yehuda. In other words, Reb Yehuda says that you need lach b'lach, he might mean that you need full-fledged lach b'lach, as being mamish a liquid, as opposed to kemach b'kemach, which isn't mamish a liquid. So this ha'ara that we pointed out is really the first ha'ara of the Chavistas. The Chavis Das was Rabbi Jacob Loberbaum, no? He's more famous for his Sefer called the Nesivus, right? So the Nesivus in the Chavis Das in Sivkat and Aleph, his first ha'ara is that maybe you can't bring a raya from Reb Yehuda, that Reb Yehuda is saying that you need mamish lach balach in terms of min b'mino not being bottle. But for the other definitions of lach balach, mehecha tesi, that's true. That was point one of the Chavis Das. But then if you read the Chavis Das to the end, you notice he has a second point. And the second point is really brings us back to the whole yisod of Simen Kuf Tes. If you remember, we had a machlokes between the Rosh and the Rashba. When I have a taruvus of yavish b'yavish, am I allowed to eat all three pieces together? The Rosh says, Yochal anovim v'yisba'u. The Rosh says, eat it. Gevaldik, geshmak, make a bracha, it's going to be awesome. The Rashba says, no, you can't do that. Because the mice, if you eat all three pieces together, you're eating treif, no? You know for sure that one piece in there is treif, you can't eat all three pieces together. That's the yisod of the Rashba. And Rabbi Yosef Karo, the Mechaber, basically paskens like the Rashba, no? The Ramah says that maybe you can rely on the Rashba, Malcolm Hefzed, we'll discuss that in a few minutes. But according to Rabbi Yosef Karo, according to the Mechaber, so we hold like the Rashba, that you're not allowed to eat all three pieces together. Tei Dalucha, that's why the Mechaber in Sif Beis says that if you cook them together, it's going to be Osir. Right? Why? Because one piece is usur. So then when I cook them all, right, of course I'm going to be eating isur. That's the pashtus in the Mechaber. So comes along the Chavis Das, says, one second, if you really hold like the Rashba, and even the Ramah, who doesn't hold like the Rashba, he holds like the Rush, that's only in cases of Hefzir. So comes along the Chavis Das, brilliant! He says, one second, so if I have a taruvus of kemach bekemach, if I have a mixture of flours, so inevitably, when I eat this mixture, I am going to be consuming some iser, correct? Isn't that right, the way it works? You have kemach b'kemach. Some of the kemach is mamish chodosh. Hey, Baruch Hashem, we live in the United States, and the assumption is that we have like a reserve of wheat. So our wheat is all yashan. But some of it's mamish going to be chodosh. So it's usr. And we hold like the Rashba, so you can't eat it all. So Zuk the Chavis Das, based on this,
That's why you have to be machmir that kemach bekemach is dinu kalach balach and requires shishim.
Why? Because the mice, I'm going to end up eating some of the iser. So I need shishim to make sure I'm not eating any of the iser. Mr. Apfel. So if I would eat, you see, the thing about eating flour is that I don't eat flour. I make a cake out of flour. When I make a cake out of flour, I have a lot of different grains of the flour that I'm using to make my cake, no? And inevitably, some of those grains are going to be the treif grains of flour. Also, right, that's what the Chavos HaSos is saying. I don't, you're right, if I eat one grain of flour, I'd like, you know, lick my finger and take like one grain. First of all, you have to be very precise. That's not so posh that anyone is capable of doing that. But according to the Chavistas, it's usur because of the Rashba. That's what you saw the Chavistas. Look at the Badi HaShulchan, Sifkat and Yod. Badi HaShulchan notes that effectively what we have over here are two separate reasons why Kemach Bekemach requires Shishim. Reason one is fundamentally we treat kemach bekemach as a lach belach that requires shishim. And reason two is the razzle-dazzle reason that based on the rashba, you end up eating the iser, so that's why you require shishim. So far, so good? Now, a few ha'aras. Ha'ara number one is feshteyach nisht. Kemach bekemach, right, we're saying I require shishim because if I don't have shishim, I'm eating the iser, correct? Hello! One second. Right. You say hello like that to wake people up. But hello, what's going on here? What's going on here? Even if I have shishim, I'm still eating the iser. No? Let's remember, some of the flour is treif. So we say, oh, since some of it is treif, you can't eat all of it together. Unless there's shishim. Don't work. Even if there's shishim, right, I'm still eating some of it. No? What's going on?
Let's say the reason of Tom is also a mishum mila, and that once shishim is bevapel, Tom is kemoshim.
So you have to say a yesod. A yesod and taruvus. By the way, the Chavos HaSos himself writes that if there's shishim, it's going to be mutter. Like I'll see you later. And the Prima Godim has this yisod in the Psicha, right? It's found in, oh my gosh, Perek something. No, Chela Gimel Perek Kei Dibra Masko Va'achar in the Prima Godim. So the Prima Godim says a yisod that we see that once you have a taruvus of shishim, it's going to be heter gomor. No matter what, shishim makes it as if the iser does not exist, even if it's a case of yavesh fi yavesh. Remember, according to the Chavos Das, right, what we're saying is that kemach bekemach might be yavesh fi yavesh. Does yavesh fi yavesh, does shishim help at all? Right, Hasvarin those says that why should shishim help at all by yavesh fi yavesh? Because lemaisa, when I eat it, I could end up eating just one piece. No? Comes along, right, the Prima Godim, and he's elaborating on the same type of idea that the Chavos HaSos is saying. They're saying, no. There's this fundamental idea that shishim is the halachic way of eradicating iser. And once you have shishim, even in the yavish biyavish situation, it's going to be, at first the Prima Godim is masupik about it, then he comes out that it's mutter, but that l'cha'ora is what emerges from this discussion. That ayyidei shishim, it becomes heter gomor. This is a yesod of shishim, that shishim means the iser is non-existent. Mr. Shimi Karas Shlito. If there is going to be tam biyoser mishishim, we'll have to talk about that in Sadiches. That's called the Moser David Latayma. We'll discuss that at length. The pashtus is once you have shishim, that means that there's no tam. Right. We'll get there in Sadiches. We'll get there. Generally speaking, as a rule of thumb, shishim means there's no tam. As a rule of thumb, there might be extraordinary exceptions, but it's a rule of yeah.
The Rashba notes that After he talks about these cases, we know the Rashi puts these as quotes. So he talks about the cases where we would be mayo, let's say, but true, wherever it is. So then, as far as Mosena said, it would be more machmir by Yavish B'Yavish, it would be by Lach B'Lach. And because Yavish B'Yavish, the Isser is still each.
The halach of use are like the Isser is be'en, but once you get to that critical point of mayo, Mosayim, whatever it is, then it's going to be mutter.
Right, that's why I say if you require mayo by Lach, you definitely require mayo by Yavish, B'Yavish is more common.
And Nochanami.
Maybe Shishin.
You're saying that if Shishin helps by Lach, of course it should help by Yavish,
maybe,
because.
Maybe now it doesn't, because Yavish is still. Because by Lach Balach, the time is gone and it's gone. But by Yavish, it's not gone.
Possibly. Again, the Prima Gadim originally had a suffix. Ladino, the Prima Gadim concludes that a Taruvus of Yavish be Yavish, once there's Shishin, it's going to be Mutter. Right? The question is, right, Makuliyama, it's going to be Mutter. Like, nothing to talk about. It's like, there's no Isser. The question is why that would be true, but Ladin, I think that's what emerges. Yeah? What? Pashtus is not. Right? In other words, if the din of Lahash Lechecha, the way we said it over, is an extension of this Rashba that the Bittul isn't complete, so once it's Shishim, Heter Gamar Lechora. I think that's reasonable. I think that's a reasonable svar. Very good, Yechiel. Oh, now. Comes along the Badei HaShulchan, and he suggests, again, this is all in the Biurim corresponding to Sifkat and Yod. He suggests a Nafgamina in the two Mahalchim within Kemach B'Kemach. Mahalach number one is that Kemach B'Kemach is fundamentally treated like Lach B'Lach, that's why you need Shishim. Mahalach number two is that Kemach B'Kemach is Yavish B'Yavish, and they need Shishim to set up this razzle-dazzle type of Isser eradication. No? That's what we were saying within the Chavistas, that's Mahalach number two. The Nafgamina would be B'Mokoyim Hefzid, or Hefzid Merubah, no? Because remember, ladies and gentlemen of the court, what we have in the Ramah in Se'if Beis is that the Ramah says that B'makom Hefzid, you could rely on the Rosh, no? Correct? The Ramah says that if I cook my taruvus of Yavish B'Yavish Chad B'Trei, and it's no Dahat Taruvus Kodem Shenispashlu B'Yachad, then everything is mutter, no? If you knew the taruvus beforehand, then it's entirely mutter, because it was already batal. And b'makom hefsid yesh lismoch adivei hamikilin ulahatir. That b'makom hefsid you can be mekel. Why can I be mekel makom hefsid? L'cha'ora, what the Ramah means is that since there's a machlokes between the Rosh and the Rashba, we try to be machmir for the Rashba. No, that's what the Ramah says. At the beginning of Sif Aleph, Ramo writes about this mechaber, that the mechaber says one person should not eat all three pieces together. V'chein yesh linhog l'chatchila, the Ramo says. Right? What does the Ramo mean by chein yesh linhog l'chatchila? That l'chatchila we hold like the Rashba. But push comes to shove. Ikar hadin is like the Rush, no? The way the Ramo writes in his Hakdot to the book Torah Chatos, is that whenever I'm mekel b'makom hefsid, the pshat is that I really hold like the daya that I follow b'makom hefsid. Right? You can't say that just because we're going to lose money, we're going to change halacha. That is not Orthodox Judaism. Orthodox Judaism doesn't say because there's a loss of money, we could change the din. How come over here I'm mekel like the Rush b'makom hefsid? The pshat is I really hold like the Rush. I really hold that you're allowed to eat all three pieces together. L'chatchila, out covered for the Rashba, I try to be machmir and not eat all three pieces together. But b'makom hefsid, I go back to the Ikar Hadin. Right? That's what the Ramah holds. Now, if kemach b'kemach is fundamentally lach b'lach, which is what the Shach and Sifkat and Gimel really sounds like, so then b'makom hefsid, you couldn't rely, right, on treating it like Yavesh B'Yavesh, no? But if the Chavis Das is right, that fundamentally we assume that kemach bekemach is yavish beyavish. We're only machmir for shishim based on our shtikl Torah that we want to hold, like the Rashba, you need shishim levachlo beotzem miyuto. That lashon, by the way, is in the Rambam, Perek Tesvav Halacha Hey, levachlo beotzem miyuto. If we're saying that fundamentally it's yavish biyavish, and we're only going to be machmir because you're not supposed to eat all three pieces together, what that should mean is that b'makim hefsid, you can be makel. And assume that kemach b'kemach is dino kalach b'lach. Right? Nochamo, right? If the shach seems to be saying that on a fundamental level, I treat kemach b'kemach like lach b'lach. The Chavis Das is saying fundamentally, kemach b'kemach is yavish b'yavish. I'm only machmir because what? Because you shouldn't eat all three pieces like the Rashba. What that would mean is that b'mukim hefsid, you could rely on the Rush if the Chavis Das is correct. But if the Shach is correct, then even b'mukim hefsid is going to be aser. No? By the way, when I say makam hefsid, it's also not clear. The Ramah says makam hefsid. The Prima Godim in the Psicha and in Sifka in Yod only speaks about hefsid meruba, not hefsid. Right? Hefsid is what? Whenever there's a loss. Hefsid meruba is a discussion in the Pesachim Tshuva in Siman Lamed Aleph of Yerideya, whether hefsid meruba requires a shlush of your nechasim, or also whether hefsid meruba is subjective. But it's already for advanced Yerideya issues. I've been passing Shas for a few years, I've never once had the type of sack that I had to be mechalik between Hefsen and Hefsen Miruba. It's never come across my table. Yeah.
But the Rashba seems to agree lach belach lach belach when the issue about lach belach belach b'shishim is that Isser is still there. And then we have shishim. It's not the same issue by
Rashi. Right, the same issue by the Hashlech, like we spoke about. Yeah.
Right. So,
but we hold me ikar hadin and Isser is not there. In deference to the Rashi, but we treat it like the Isser is there. That's what the Rama says.
But we wouldn't be mikul by lach belach. Mokum hefsid. It's called shishim. So what's the difference? Kemach
be kemach. Kemach be kemach. We treat like it is yavish b'yavish, says the Chavis Das, right? And as yavish b'yavish, so therefore I need shishim in order to be megal. Because if not, I'm eating the iser. That's what the Chavis Das says. But if that's the pshat in the din of kemach b'kemach, so then b'makam hefsid or hefsid meruba, I can rely on the rush and eat the whole thing. Yeah. Even pachos mishishim.
The
Ramo would never say to be make of a lach belach. That's correct.
So the Rashba equates the eating kolom, eating all the ka'achas as the same issue as a mibamina lach belach. Because the issue of both is that Isra is there.
The Rashba himself says that beferish, or the Achrayim tried. We'd have to see. We'd have to go through this. Okay, Pauline Edra tomorrow on the base medrash will discuss this. Okay? Fine, so that's the first ha'ara that we wanted to make. Let's go weiter. Yavesh b'yavesh, min b'mino, chad b'trei is batal, correct? What's the din of yavesh b'yavesh min b'she'eno mino? I hope people are getting not just dizzy, but a teeny bit of clarity also. Yavesh yavesh min b'she'eno mino. What's the halacha? Kevin, what's the din? Yavesh b'yavesh min b'she'eno mino. Hechmiru midrabon that you need shishim. Gevaldi. Why?
Could be
asi di asi di rice if you cook them together. That is in the tour. He quotes in the Baal HaTruma. The Baal HaTruma is Rabbeinu Baruch, who was one of the four main Talmidim of the Rabbeinu Tam. No? The Ribal HaTaisis and the Rabbeinu Baruch, these are the major Talmidim of the Rabbeinu Tam. The Baal HaTruma says, that you need shishim because it will be nice in tam, and the lashon of the ran that the Beis Yosef quotes is that it will be nice in tam and it will come liday iser de oraisa, right? So that's why yavesh b'yavesh min b'she'eno mino requires shishim, because we're worried that maybe you're going to end up cooking it together and it's going to come liday iser da'iraisa. Just a very quick aside that I noticed in the Prima Gadim, in the Psicha, he said it in, I could find you the Marim Makom where the Prima Gadim says it. Here, the Prima Gadim in the Psicha, this is the end of Perek Aleph, Dibra Hamasra Vihine Yavish B'Yavish. Let's go slowly. The din, that min, that Yavish B'Yavish, min B'She'eno Minoi requires Shishim, as opposed to Yavish B'Yavish, min B'Mino, the Chabitrei is Basel. Beis Yosef told me that this is true according to most Rishonim, but it's not true according to Rashi, the Rambam, and the Ravid. Remember that? Beis Yosef quotes that according to Rashi, Rambam, and Ravid, it's not true. And Rashi, Rambam, and Ravid require Shishim midrabanan by Yavesh b'Yavesh min b'mino also. So far, so good? Now this is explicit in the Rambam and Perek Tesavav of Macholai Sasuris. The Rambam says that you always need shishim kidei sheyispata ba'otzem mi'uta. That's the lashon of the Rambam. Even if it's min b'mino yavesh b'yavesh, Rambam says shishim. Rashi? I don't know where this Rashi is. And when I open my Beis Yosef and my Beis Yosef tells me Rashi, hello davarhu, that the Beis Yosef does not, that in my razzle-dazzle, fancy Shulchan Aruch with like sources and everything, he don't give no Marim Makom which Rashi this is. Oh yeah, in my Shulchan doesn't say in the bottom that they don't know where it is. Gevaldik. So we don't know where it is in the Rashi. So this is a problem, no? This is a problem. What does it mean? So Domani, I think I said this to some of the guys in the Beis Medrash, I said to you, right? But Domani, that the Pshat is Hazoid. You see, the reason to distinguish between Yavish B'Yavish, Min B'Mino, Yavish B'Yavish, Min B'She'eno Mino, the Ran tells me, is because Min B'She'eno Mino could come Lidei Isra D'Oraisa, if you cook it together, if we have a rule, the Tam Ki'ikar, right? That the flavor has the same status as the original item, and Tam Kikr Zedin D'Oraisa, right? That's basically what they're assuming. However, you should know that there are some Rishonim who assume that Tam Kikr is not a Din D'Oraisa. The Rishonim who paskin that Tam Kikr is D'Rabbanon. First of all, Maimonides paskins that way. The Rambam. The Rambam holds Tam Kikr is not D'Oraisa. Once I hold that Tam Kikr is not D'Oraisa, so then, I don't have any reason to be mechalek between yavish b'yavish min b'mino and yavish b'yavish min b'she'eno mino. Correct? And that could be the omek hadavars of the Prima Godim as to why the Rambam says that even yavish b'yavish min b'mino requires shishim. Because once Tam Kikr is not d'oraisa, once Tam Kikr is d'rabbanon, and by Yavish B'Yavish Min B'She'eino Mina you require shishim, so Hu Hadin and B'Mino also require shishim, because they're the same thing for the Rambam. Yeah?
What's the reason to require shishim altogether?
The reason to require shishim is because the assumption is that Tam spreads so until shishim. Tam will not spread more than shishim, Tam will spread until shishim.
So it's a
special din d'rabbanan that requires shishim in order to be mevatel et me'otzem mi'utel. That's what the Rambam sounds like. That even though we're not really worried about Tam, but l'maisa we view it a shtickle like the Isser is here, so we have to make sure that the Isser is not here, therefore you need shishim to make sure like the Isser is not here. Rambam. Rashi also holds a Tam Ki'ikar is a din d'rabbanan, no? We'll talk about this Rashi in Sadiches. Once Rashi holds Tam Ki'ikar is d'rabbanan, so Hasvar Nosan, I saw this idea I don't see it again now. I saw it last time I taught Yeridaya. I have in my notes, there's a Sefer Kinyandaya that I have at home on Yeridaya. The Kinyandaya is written by Reb Moshe Sternbuch's Edom. I forgot his name, but doesn't matter his name. He's just the Edom Reb Moshe Sternbuch. So he paskins, he says this part, that maybe we don't know where this Rashi is, but it's just simple mathematics. The mathematics is that all those who assume that Tam Keker is Doiraisa split between Yavish Biyavish Mimba Mino and Yavish Biyavish Mimba She'eno Mino. But those who are the Tam Keker is Dirabanan will say that there ain't no split. Now this really works in Rashi and in the Rambam. In the Raivit it doesn't work, and we'll have to talk about this eventually, because I don't have a great Mahalach in the Raivit yet. Because the Raivit assumes, like most Rishonim, that Tam Keker is Doiraisa. Okay, that's the next ha'ara that we wanted to make. Now, let's go slowly. Yavish b'yavish, min b'she'eno mino, requires shishim. Why? What did we say? Because it might be an iser do'eraisa if you cook it together, correct? That's what the Ran says. However, the Ramah, Rabbi Moses Iserless, seems to say that even if I have yavesh b'yavesh min b'she'eno mino of an iser d'rabbanon. Right? For, what's an iser d'rabbanon? Bishul akum, gvinas akum. Right? These are yisurim d'rabbanon, no? You have yavesh b'yavesh min b'she'eno mino of something that's aser mid'rabbanon. The Rama is still matzrich shishim, no? Isn't that the simple reading of the Rama? In Sif Aleph? Ve'ein chilek because beinan ha'iser midrabanan or midoraisa. The simple reading of the Rambam is that even in iser drabanan, yavesh biyavesh min b'she'eno mino requires shisha. Now, why the Rambam says this, we're not abundantly clear. And Reb Feivel Cohen in the Bali Hashulchan in Oschav Tes suggests that maybe what the Rambam means is only if it's an Isser Derabbanan Sheyesh Lo Iker Min HaTorah. No? There are two different types of Yisurim Derabbanan. There are certainly Yisurim Derabbanan to use, you know, the Lumdus book. There's a book called Lumdus written by Rabbi Adler. So he has some Chakiras in English. So extension versus creation is one of his Chakiras. You can have an Isser Derabbanan that's an extension of an Isser Do'iraisa. Right, mashal mahadavar daima. To be a nida min hatorah, I need a hargasha. To be a nida midrabanan, even just a kesem without a hargasha, I need a drabanan. The pashtus is that nida drabanan is a hemshech, is an extension of the iser nida midoraisa. It's not made up, as opposed to bishal akum or something that's mamish made up. So Reb Feivel Cohen in his maskanan sivkut and kofkes wants to suggest that maybe the Ramah is only saying that yavish b'yavish min b'she'eno mino by an iser d'rabbanan requires shishim if it's an iser d'rabbanan that has an ikar mid'oraisa. It's an iser d'rabbanan that has a source min ha'tayra. But an iser d'rabbanan that doesn't have a source min ha'tayra maybe would not require shishim at all. Okay, that's already fancy. Good. Who argues on the... And by the way, the Goyin, Rabbi, right, the Gra in Osches sounds like he paskins straight up like this Ramah. That Yavish B'Yavish Min B'She'eno Mino requires Shishim. You get the impression the Din, according to the Gra, is true all the time. And he quotes a Gemara in Tzadiches of Lo Tezalzo B'She'ure D'Rabbanon. Like, don't be Mezalzon D'Rabbanons, always give you Shishim by min b'she'eno mino, even if it's an iser d'rabbanan. That's what the Goyin says. Okay. The Shach argues on the Ramah. Pashtus, no? We'll talk about the fact that... talk about it more in a minute. But the Shach says, whoa! Hold it! Hold it! Hold it! Look, the Shach. The only reason why I'm machmir by min b'she'eno mino is because it could be an iser d'oraisa based on Tam Ke'ikar. So if something is an iser d'rabbanan that can't come midei iser d'oraisa, zok d'shach, so really we're going to hold that yavish b'yavish b'she'eno mino by an iser d'rabbanan is batul chad b'trei, no? If I have some gvinas akum, that gets mixed in. Yavesh b'yavesh, min b'she'eno mino, with something else. So the shaf would say that it's batul chabetrei, because in this is rabbanan, correct? That's the shaf. And now, you have to know something about the shaf. First of all, this is all, by the way, in the shaf and sif katin tes. The shaf is quoting the Rav. The Rav is the Rambah. The Stam Rebbe for the shaf is the Rambah. The shaf's wife's grandfather was the Rambah, no? The shaf traced his yichus to the Rambah big time. It's pretty good, no? Your wife's grandfather, that's pretty close. So that's the connection between the shaf. We don't know exactly how that happened historically. It was like through the mother's lines, and we don't know the names of all the Rambah's children, no? But what can we do? The shaf writes in his Hakdama that the Rambah's his wife's grandfather. Fine. Now, the shaf argues on the Rambah, and the shaf says that Yosh B'Yosh is going to be Batul B'Chad B'Trei. And the Shach doesn't want to say that the Zayda disagreed with him, he's disagreeing with the Zayda. It's a pasnish to disagree with the Zayda. So the Shach says, oh, the Rambah holds like me. Now this requires what Rav Soloveitchik would call Litvisha Ifra. This requires reading the Rambah mamish, like, with a scalpel. Right? How does the Shach learn the Rambah? Any of you remember how the Shach learns the Rambah? The Rambah says beferish that there's no chiluk between an Issa Dairais and Issa Drabonon. No? How does the Shach reinterpret the Rambah to say that the Rambah agrees with him, that by an Issa Drabonon it's going to be brought to Chabitre and Issa Dairais so requires Shishim?
He was going back up in the Mino, that he need Rove.
You're going back that you need Rove as opposed to what? As far as chad b'chad. Ready? This is the last two lines in the shaft. V'nireda harav lo koi ela aresha d'tzarech bitul roiv v'lo sagi chad b'chad. Zok the shaft that when the Ramah says that by an Isser Drabbanon, right, there's no cutting the Isser Dereis and Isser Drabbanon, that means that it's not going to be Batul Chad B'Chad. It's going to be Batul only Chad B'Trei if it's Yavish B'Yavish, Min B'She'ino Mino and Isser Drabbanon. You can see already the type of test questions we're going to ask. It's going to be awesome. Right, that's what the Shach says, reinterpreting the Rambah. So far, so good? Now, Dachman Fregen, though, ladies and gentlemen. You have to ask a question. Why not? But the Shach is telling me, are you so, that you should know that when they have a tarubis of min b'she'eno mino, yavesh b'yavesh, isa drabon, it's only batu barot, you need chad b'tre. It's not batu chad b'chad. But I don't understand. I'm not such a Talmud scholar. But I know one thing, Suffolk Drabbanon Lahakel. So shouldn't Suffolk Drabbanon Lahakel tell me that I could be Mago and the Tarus of Chad B'Chad also? I don't know which is Usser! So shouldn't I say Suffolk Drabbanon Lahakel? How come the Shach is saying that we don't Neman Suffolk Drabbon Lahakel, and when it's not mutter by Chad B'Chad? I would say, you'd ask me, Balapatish, right? Should be mutter. What's the pshat? So I have two mahalchim. To answer pshat. You hear the question, Mr. Unger. Right? Why is it not Batul Chad B'Chad? So Rabbi Five O'Cohen, Badei HaShulchan, O Schoftes, he says, ready? V'lo amin and suffik drabon lahako lecho echad mihem, because eza tatir v'eza tesar. That's the way he says it. What does that mean? Eza tatir v'eza tesar. The pshat is mehecha tesi, I should eat this one, not that one. Or that one, not this one. Right? I want to say it's mutal suffik, right? Well, I can't say Safik Drabbanan Lahakel when I'm not sure which one to be Mekalon. Moshe Lamahadavar Domeh, we have a Ran in Perek Arvei Psachim. No? The din is that you require Haseba by the Dalakosos, correct? The Gemara says, I don't know. Do I require Haseba by the first two of the four Kosos or the last two of the four Kosos, right? Zuck the Gemara, since I'm not sure, we do Haseba by all of them. So the Ran jumps up and down and he says, 1 second, whoa, what's going on here? Safik Drabbanan Lahakel. Zuck the Ran, according to one day, one answer, and the Ran is just, well, it's not so hard to do Haseba, so you may as well do it, no? The Ran didn't get us. For us, Haseba is like one of the hardest mitzvahs in the Torah, no? Or hardest mitzvahs mid Rabbanan. The hardest mitzvah ever is Shnayim Mikuvecha Targum. No, it's the only mitzvah that you're always starting and you never finish. Right? When was the last time you started picking up a lulav and you never finished? No? Shnayim Mikuvecha Targum is the hardest one. Haseba is also not so easy. Maybe it's number two. So the Ran says, oh, how come I'm not Mako on Haseba? Zuckerman, because you can't be Mako. What? You're going to be Mako on the first two. Right? Why should I be Mako on the first two, not the last two? And if I'm going to be Mako on all of them, then I just eradicated the entire din of Haseba that Chachomim established. So what Reb Feivel is saying, I think, is Pshat. What Reb Feivel Cohen is saying is Pshat in the Shach, I can't be Mako on an Isser Derabbanan, Chad B'Chad, is because Eisa Tatir, Eisa Tessar are along the lines of those of that Ran in Psachim. Yeah, Mr. Rosenzweig. Well, that's a situation when it's after Noida HaTaruvus. That's a situation when I had a Taruvus of Chad B'Tshrei. I only want to be Machmir, not to eat all of them together. When I cook it in two separate pots, then I could be Megal, because then I can Neman, right, that one of them is going to be okay. Right, that's different because in that situation, I may Iker Hadin, everything is Mutter. Right? Right? I think that's why that case is different. But you're making a good hurry, but I think it's different because fundamentally we hold like the rush, everything is mutter. Ah. So that's one mahalach. Zogech, I think there's a second mahalach though, in the Shach. We have Kloy Svek Sveka, which I hope we'll be able to get to this year. The last time I taught Yeridei, we didn't get here. In Kloy Svek Sveka, we have like millions of rules about how you go about passing Svekos. And first you have Kol Yisvek Sveka and the Rambam and the Mechaber a little bit, and then the Shach decides to give you his own rules, which are his own Chidushim within Svekos, and then the Pri Chodesh has his own, like it really gets Lebedek over there. So if you look in Kol Yisvek Sveka of the Shach, Sifkatin Chav, the Shach says that I do not say Sofek Derabbanan Lahakel B'mokom Cheskes Eser. The Makom is Chazak Yisura or Cheskes Issa, the Shach says both. We do not say Safik Terabonon Lahakel. What does that mean? That means that whenever you know for sure that there's an Isser, you can't say Safik Terabonon Lahakel. Let's say a woman knows that she's Tameya Machmas Kasem. So she's Tameya Midronon. And she's not sure. She has a little bit of amnesia. She's not sure if she went to the mikvah or not. We're not going to say Safik Terabonon Lahakel. Because it's Ischazik, Isura, it's Cheskes Isser, she was Usher beforehand, and you can't say Safik Drabbanan Lahakel. Now, the Pri Chodesh disagrees with the Shach, no? The Pri Chodesh disagrees with the Shach, and the Pri Chodesh says that you can say Safik Drabbanan Lahakel, the Makom Ischazik Isura. This issue, by the way, is relevant, I hope we'll get there today, part of that Rebbe Kiva Eger, according to Pesach Chuvus of Kotten Gimel, relates to this. But one of the guys who was in my shiur last time we did this, David Glassberg, I think he called himself, so he pointed out that maybe that's exactly what the Shach is saying. All the Shach over here is saying is that this case is like a Ischazik Isura. Meaning to say, I have a suffix, it's an Issa Derabbanan, right? It's an Issa Derabbanan. There are two pieces of meat. I'm not sure which piece of meat is going to be Mutter, which piece of meat is going to be Aser. I can't say that it's Chad B'Chad is Mutter, because it's like Ischazik Isura. Because you know for sure there's some Isser here in this mixture, no? you know for sure that one of the pieces is also, you just don't know which one. So the Shah holds that b'makom is chazak yisura, so then we do not say safek derabbanan b'hakel. I thought maybe that's the pshat in this Shah, why it's not going to be mutter chad b'chad. Because since I know for sure there's some iser, that's why it's going to be a problem. Now you should know Ladina. What's interesting over here is that even though the Shach by us says that if I have a iser derabbanan min b'she'eno mino yavesh b'yavesh, that it is going to be batel chabetrei, right? That's what our Shach says. But Rabbi Kiva Eger here notes that the Shach there in Kvali Sveksveka, Osios Chaf Gimon Chaf Daled, the Shach says that if it's not Makam Hefzid, you should really be Masrach Shishim. And Ladin, I think the Achrenim follow that Shach, that Shaloba Makam Hefzid, we assume, if I have Yavish be Yavish, Min B'She'eno Mino, by an Isid Rabbanon. So even though our Shach makes a really big deal and says it should be Batu Chad B'Trei, but the Shach later on says, unless if it's not Malkim Hefzid, then you should be Machmir to require Shishim. Rabbi Kiva Eger, right over here, on Shach Sifkatan test, Rabbi Kiva Eger sends you to that Shach. Ayin Shach, right, Koi Svetzik Adin Chaf Beis, Mikomaka Baleka Hefzid Kuli Hai, Yesh Lahachmir. No? But if it's never, then you can be Mekul. That's what Rabbi Kiva Eger quotes from the Shach. It's all from the Shach. So that's how, again, the Shach, you're asking if there's a steer in the Shachs?
No, I'm asking Halacha.
I think by Halacha, we follow the later Shach in Kuf Yod, in Kois Veksveka, that if it's not Hefzid, then you should be Masoch Shishim, even though it's an Isid Rabbanon. Yeah. Again, these Shachs, Tamir Shachs never come up. Like in terms of a Masorah of how we pass it, I have no idea. But I think that's the basic issue here. Oh, let's go on. There is a discussion here. Let's talk about this Rabbi Kiva Eger now, I guess. We have dinim mitzvah min tzadiches called nishbach. Nishbach means as follows: if I'm not sure if there is shishim or not, so why am I not sure? Because the cup of whatever spilled, it's nishbach. I don't know if originally had shishim. So it depends. If it was an iser d'oraisa, I'm machmir. If it's an iser d'rabbanan, you're mekel. Right? That's basically the dinim of nishbach. What about a situation when it's nishpach by min b'she'eno mino yavesh b'yavesh? That's nishpach. What's the din in that case? So the pashtus is that we should be mekel, because the only requirement of shishim by min b'she'eno mino yavesh b'yavesh is a din d'rabbanan. Maybe I'll cook it together. And because it's a din d'rabbanan, once it's nishpach, I should be mekel. That's what intuitively you would say. Nonetheless, Rabbi Kiva Eger is machmir. No? In the Piskei Tshuvas of Katan Gimel, Rabbi Kiva Eger is machmir. If you read the Piskei Tshuvas slowly and carefully, he's saying two separate reasons to be machmir. One reason is because the whole chumrah of yavish bi yavish min b'she'eno mino is because maybe you'll cook it together. So in the situation when I have nishpach, so then I also have to worry, maybe I'll cook it again, it's going to be a problem. You're right, it was a shayla d'rabbanon, right? It's a question on the din d'rabbanon, because the din of yavish b'yavish min b'she'eno mino, the required shishim is a din d'rabbanon, but nonetheless, since there's a chashash that I might cook it together, so I should be machmir anyway. That's a second approach in Rabbi Kiva Eger. Now, on page Tzadi Gimel, the Balei HaShulchan, Rabbi Feivel says that he thinks that the second approach is very difficult because there's like 100 cases in Shulchan Aruch where we make only Yisurim D'Rabbanan and we don't say, oh, maybe you'll cook it together. No? Let's say there's a shayla, a cold milk falling on meat. No? It's only D'Rabbanan, it's all cold. If I cook it together, it'd be dark ice. Shouldn't I be machmir? Right? These types. No one says that. Right, why not? We're not worried about it. Like, it's So it's very hard to understand exactly that nekuda in Reb Akiva Eiger. The earlier nekuda in Reb Akiva Eiger is very interesting because he begins to be mefalpel. Based on the rules of Ischazik Yisura, no? Tret Rebbe Kiva Eger, any shaila that I have of Nishbach, I should probably be Machmir because it's Ischazik Yisura. Again, some Isser falls into some Heter. I'm not sure if they're Rishishim or not, right? So I say, well, if it's only an Isser Drabanon, by Nishbach it's going to be Mutter. Why is it Mutter, Tret Rebbe Kiva Eger? Isn't it Ischazik Yisura? Don't you know for sure that some Isser fell in? And we're not makel on Safek Drabban al-Hakab Makam Ischazik Yisura. You see, first of all, that Rebbe Kiva Eger is assuming, like the Shach in Kuf Yod, that we were Metzayin a minute ago, not like the Pri Chadash, no? That's Lachora Alf in Rebbe Kiva Eger. Beis in Rebbe Kiva Eger is also very interesting. Rebbe Kiva Eger says that you can't assume that we should be machmir in the case of Nishbach because it's a Ischazik Yisura, because you have Chazaka keneged Chazaka. No? He writes, V'tzarech lomar, mishum deneged ze, ika cheskes heter letavshil shelo nesar. No? On the one hand, I have Ischazik Yisura, that there's some Isser that's in this. On the other hand, the part that used to be heter presumably remains heter. Status quo. Right? Mehechatesa, it's just going to become Isser. Heter remains Heter. So I have contradictory chazakas. That's Rebbe Kiva Eger's yesod. Memeo, he wants to suggest that maybe I only have contradictory chazakas by lach balach, by yavish biyavish. I don't have contradictory chazakas, because lach balach, the Heter could become Isser, by yavish biyavish, the Heter won't become Isser. Ad kan divrei Rebbe Kiva Eger. Now this Rebbe Kiva Eger seems to be a tremendous pella. No? Rebbe Kiva Eger is assuming that a taruvis of lach belach min b'she'en omino, the heter part becomes iser, ayidei that taruvis. That is not so pashat in Judaism, and we'll explain why in 2 minutes, but just the yesod of Rebbe Kiva Eger that I should be machmir usually. Right? The question is, maybe I should, every case of Nishbach, how could I be Megal? If it's a Suffolk Drabon, then isn't it a Ischazik Yisura? The answer is that no, it's not a Suffolk, because you have Chazok, you can make a Chazok. Remember, Ki Megal says that not by Balach Balach, not by Yavish B'Yavish, by Lach Balach, Rebbe Kiva Eger is assuming that the Heter becomes Isser. That's not the way Bittul usually works. Usually Bittul works that Isser becomes Heter, and we will explain this Nekuda right now. I know today's a little bit disjointed. It's not like one you sell straight through, but we're just trying to pick up some of the pieces. I have a kasha. Ready? Here's my kasha. If I have a taruvis of Isser and Heter, Yavish B'Yavish, Chad B'Chad, right? Let me say, I'm not sure which piece is Usser. There's a bigger piece and a littler, and a littler piece. I'm not sure which piece is Usser. So, l'cha'ayra, what should I say? If it would be up to me, I would say, you know what? Miman of shach, you could eat the small piece. Right? The thing is, a chad b'chad is Usser. You can't eat either piece, correct? Yavish b'yavish, chad b'chad is Usser, correct? I can't eat either piece. Why don't I say it's mutter, mamanushev, to eat the small piece? Because, assuming that we paskin, that we follow Rove Binyan, not Rove Minyan, that we paskinize bittel based on quantity, so the smaller piece is bottled to the bigger piece, right? If the bigger piece is Isser, so then the smaller piece is mutter, because the smaller piece is heter. If the bigger piece is heter, so then the smaller piece is batel to the heter of the bigger piece. So mamon shach should be mutter. Is that a brilliant kasha? How come chad b'chad is usher? Right, we have a rule, by the way, EF Shalit Samtzim, Kol HaOyon's learning Erevin this year, and Daf Tesvav and Erevin, there's also EF Shalit Samtzim. We pass, you know, you can't have exactly mamish punkt right? The exact measurements. So let's say the smaller piece, right? Shemumon shach be mutter. If it's mutter, it's mutter. If it's usser, if the small piece was usser beforehand, it's bottle to the heter. So the Prima Godim and Rebbe Akiva Eger both deal with this kasha. And you could see this in the Bade HaShulchan on page Ayin Tes going over to Pei in the Biurim. And then he picks up on it on page Pei Dalet. But the Prima Godim says that, you know what? I'm not going to say that Mamano Shechet's Mutter, because on the Tzad that the bigger piece is Usser, the smaller piece is also Usser, because the Usser, right, the Isser will be Mevatel the Heter. Again, our kasha was, I have two pieces, big and little, right? Let's say the smaller piece is automatically Mutter, because, right, if it's Mutter, it's Mutter. If it's Usser, right, it's Bottle to the bigger piece, that's Mutter. Zuck Prima God, no, we can't say that. We have to be worried that maybe the bigger piece is Usser, and the smaller piece then becomes Bottle to the bigger piece, and the smaller piece also becomes Usser, Ayin the Bittle. That's a Prima God then. Rebbe Akiva Eger says, I'm not going to say that. Rebbe Akiva Eger apparently holds that there's no such thing, at least by a tarifus of Yavish B'Yavish, there's no such thing as Isser. There's no such thing as heter becoming usser. Bittul means that isser becomes heter, but heter can't become isser. Marshal Madar Radoma, there's a suffix in the Oneg Yontiv. Oh boy, we're going to have to stop right quickly. Suffix in the Oneg Yontiv about I have some tzitzis. Some of them are lishma, others are not lishma. Do I assume that the tzitzis which are shaloi lishma can become vatal to the lishma ones? And it's mutter to use all the tzitzis. But we say, no, you can't say bittul. Why can't I say bittul? Because bittul takes away properties. Bittul never adds properties. Al yidei bittul zot Rebbe Akiva Eger. At least the bittul of yavesh b'yavesh. Al yidei bittul of yavesh b'yavesh. I'm never going to say that the heter becomes usser. So how come in our shayla we have a big piece of meat and a small piece of meat? How come I don't say that the small piece of meat mamonoshach is mutter? Because if it was heter, right, it should blive heter, because heter never becomes isser, going to Rebbe Akiva Eger. So how come the smaller piece isn't mutter? The answer says Rebbe Akiva Eger is based on another yesod that we didn't discuss, that maybe we'll have to talk about a different time, perhaps maybe tomorrow we'll speak about this ever so briefly, the yesod of Yediyas HaTaruvus. That in order to become bottle, you have to know for sure. There's no such thing as bittul in the luft. We'll have to talk about this tomorrow. I can't do it justice in 9 seconds. Chevra, thank you very much. Belinda, tomorrow we'll pick up from here. Maybe tomorrow will be a chatzis shir. I know chatzis shir is osur min haTorah, but maybe tomorrow we'll just do a chatzis shir just to be mashlim this last nekuda, and gashot start tzadi chaserani.